I'm Ian Simpson. I'm an undergrad at Oxford University, and I'm going to talk briefly about why I support research and support reasons. The drug development process is kind of a very long and complicated one, and along the way, basically, you start off with ideas, as in this might work, and turn it into a drug, which hopefully cures disease. In terms of the role animal research plays in that, animal research is absolutely vital for drug development. How do I know this? Well, for a start, no one's managed to develop a drug without animal research. If Kathy Archibald can tell me what I'm happy to listen to or not. Animal research gives a model. It gives a model of humans, which can be used to actually work out what's going on, what a drug will do, and then go on to develop stuff. It is not the whole part of drug research. It is a component part of drug research. In terms of the other stuff that goes on, the stage of preclinical trials before drugs are tested in humans, you have computer models. Then from the computer models to the animal research, then from the animal models to small numbers of human models, then to larger numbers of human models, then to really quite large human trials indeed, and then out onto the market. It's not that it goes straight from animal research to patients, it's a step in the chain. In terms of what happens with that and why it's quite so useful, there are a couple of reasons, mainly safety and efficacy. Looking firstly at safety, if you put drugs into people, there is a risk of things going wrong. There is always a risk of things going wrong when you put drugs into people. There's always a risk of something going wrong when you're experimenting with new compounds. Animal research provides a model. It's not the only safety technology that's used. Lots of other things are used as well. Animal research is one of a wide range of things that are used to try and screen out potentially unsafe drugs before they get used on humans. We all saw the TGM-1412 thing last year with the drug trial which did go wrong. That's the only drug trial that's actually gone that badly wrong for more than quite a few years. In terms of what happens when drugs do go wrong in the market, drugs go wrong and get withdrawn from the market. That does happen from time to time. But what you need to remember is this. Every drug that makes it onto the market has not just been tested on animals, but also on humans. Every drug that makes it onto the market has been tested on perhaps two or three times as many humans as it has on animals. So the fact that drugs do still go wrong is in no way a failure of animal research. Rather, it's the very simple fact that if a drug goes wrong to, say, one patient in 10,000, the only way you're actually going to know whether or not that's happening is to administer the drug to tens of thousands of patients and to watch them very closely in terms of marginal effect. That's the sort of thing which can happen. There's no way of picking that up. So just having briefly outlined that, I want to get down to something a little bit more substantive. What animal research does is it saves. Animal research saves lives. It is the opinion of almost everyone in that industry that it saves lives. Now, why would people do animal research? Look, in terms of what animal research does, it provides a model. It's part of drug development. It helps come up with drugs which actually then go on to save human lives. If this wasn't the case, no one would actually do it. Ask yourself this question. Animal research is incredibly expensive. It's difficult in terms of the amounts of training you have to go through, the licensing procedure. It's a very complex thing. Companies wouldn't do it unless it yielded results. Organisations like Cancer Research UK would not carry out animal research unless it yielded results. Cancer Research UK is trying to cure cancer. They wouldn't use animals as models unless it worked. If you look at the people who are in positions to judge, which is named those who develop drugs and use drugs, and scientists who monitor that and give out licenses and government regulators, almost all of them are of the very strong opinion that the thing does work. Because the fact is very simply this. If animal research didn't work, no one would do it. Why on earth would anyone do something which was ineffective in a drug development industry? Why would people spend money and effort on developing drugs through the means of animal research if it was simply ineffective? So that's the sort of basic scientific thing. Animals are models. All models are wrong. Some are useful. So in terms of science, the issue is pretty simple. People do it because it works. If it didn't work, they wouldn't do it. That's the thing which actually... You need to just try and think of one very good reason why people would carry out animal research if it didn't yield useful results. It saves lives every day. So look at some of the drugs that have actually been developed through animal research. Asthma drugs, I don't know how many people in this room are asthma, but they're developed using mice as models. Penicillin, also developed through mice and rat models. Vaccines for polio, smallpox. Smallpox used to kill hundreds of millions of people. Now it doesn't because there's no smallpox. There's no smallpox because animals have used models to develop effective vaccines for it. The ethics is entirely a different side to this, and I am going to then go on and talk about why I believe that from an ethical viewpoint, animal research is something which I'm okay with, and why I think it does produce, why it is something which, whilst people might not find it terribly pleasant, is something which still should go on if we're actually serious about stopping disease, curing diseases, and saving lives. But from a scientific viewpoint, the case is pretty rock solid. There have been four independent investigations into this in the last 7 years. Most recently was the Weatherall report, which came out just before Christmas, looking at research into non-human primates. All four of those reports have reached the conclusion that the scientific case is pretty solid. You can prove scientific case. You look at evidence, you put people together to look at that evidence. You can't prove an ethical case. You can merely outline an argument for it, which is what I'm about to go on and do now. But from a scientific viewpoint, every single commission that has looked into this, every single report that has looked into this, has concluded that the science is actually pretty rock solid. People would not spend billions of pounds a year on an industry which did not develop any useful results. If it didn't produce drugs which help save lives, people wouldn't do it. It's as simple as that. No company, no charity would want to throw away hundreds of millions of pounds on research that didn't work. It would be completely irrational. Moving on to the ethical viewpoint, the case is quite simply this. It's whether actually you value the life of a person above the life of a rat, and whether or not you value the life of a person sufficiently above the life of a rat. So if you think something like, for instance, the initial animal testing which was used to develop penicillin involved six rats. Six rats died to give us penicillin as a drug. Penicillin has probably saved hundreds of millions of lives since then as about the first really, really, really good antibiotic. From an ethical viewpoint, I don't have a problem with using animals in animal research because I would rather animals be used in research than people didn't get the life-saving drugs they needed. I would rather animals be used in research than people had to die because we were squeamish and we found the idea of administering a drug to a mouse unpleasant. That's what I believe, which is why I've invested so much of my time making the case for animal research and even coming along to things like this and putting up with ethics in the audience. Because I think it's actually something which needs to be said. If you want to talk about the ethics, that's absolutely fine. The parameters will play, and people can put forward cases why they don't have a why. You know, they do think it's a problem, and they do think, for instance, that, you know, human and animal life should be valued equally, and we shouldn't make that distinction. Or they can put forward cases where you can say, you know, yes, you might value human life more than animal life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that animals should be experimented on because it's not right to take animal life. And there isn't, and that's not something that should go on. And that is an ethical debate that we can go on and have. But the scientific case is really, really pretty clear, clear cut on this one. I'm going to sit down now and pass over to